It is the Friday show on Monday. You just get confused by this stuff if you think about it too long. Also, it's yet again an object lesson as to why I should rename the shows and move them away from day-based things. Friday night on Thursday, etc., etc.
AFQ Friday, then AFQ Thursday.
Exactly, it just goes on, Phil. It just goes on. Anyway, I'm joined
by... It doesn't, though, in fairness. There's not that many of them.
No, there's not that many. But it is. It is, whether we like it or not, midweek game. So it is the Friday show on Monday. I've got Phil Blundy, you've heard him. I've got Mark Jones, I've got Paul Dehaney. You've got Tom Fahey and Billy Grant to come on the phone talking about Villa and Brentford respectively. Paul Dehaney, my first thing about these games, and I'm sorry to say it's not just a cheap shot, it doesn't entirely pertain to Tottenham, but loads and loads of these teams who've got these games this week, it's almost like it's double header. So it's like you can't just talk about one game without talking about the other. How, you know, a really good example is where Wolves end up. So Wolves are in this situation where they've got two games back-to-back. One's at home to West Ham, the other one's away at Ipswich. If they take 4 points from them, six, undoubtedly, but if they take 4 points from them, they're probably safe. You can't think about one game without thinking about the second game.
I agree. Like, when I was coming in today and I was looking at the fixtures, I actually immediately looked at the weekend's fixtures as well and started doing that and doubling up and seeing, you know, what permutations could happen. But my overriding feeling after looking at the fixtures is, say for instance, on the midweek fixtures, probably out of the 10 games, I would say only three of them I'd put down as bankers, and the rest... You know, I'm not really sure what way they could go for various reasons. For the reasons that teams have just lost in the FA Cup, they might be down. Teams have just won cups, they might be up, two up. You know, teams are concentrating on Europe next week, so they put out weekend sides. There's so many different permutations that could happen throughout this fixture week.
It's just a bit of a mad one, Mark, because of that, because you can't quite, obviously, there's not been any weekend games for everyone. Seven Premier League teams played, that's all. So you haven't got a sense of where they are. You wonder whether or not there is any ramifications from the previous one. But also the other part of this is, outside of, and this isn't even true of Liverpool right now, but outside of Liverpool, there hasn't been a team all year who've gone on what you'd call a genuine run. So it's not even though you can say, can they carry the form from that into this? Because, well, no one's got that sort of form anywhere. And so having these two games back to back, where, for instance, if you're Nottingham Forest, you've got Man United at home, you're backing that up with Villa away, you could really do with certainly not getting beat by Villa, you could really do with 4 points. But yeah, they've won at the weekend, but you've got no real sense of whether or not they can do that at this stage of the season.